Achilles' Heel by Sean Flannery. This book is read by Edward Lewis. This book is for Laurie. Prologue. The Barents Sea, north of Pulyarny, Russia. Captain First Rank Alexander Rulov watched from the bridge of his destroyer Uporny as the submarine, riding low in the water and wallowing in the steep seas, made a wide turn to port, bringing its sail into the wind. "Poor bastards," he said to his executive officer, Lieutenant Commander Salyutin. "Makes me sick just looking at them," the sallow-faced man replied. "But they'll be aboard us soon enough." The captain lowered his binoculars for a moment and gave his XO a hard stare. He was about to make a sharp reply, but thought better of it. Even here aboard his destroyer, and in this day and age, the walls had ears. Silence was easier to explain than a misspoken word. The growler phone buzzed, and Rulov picked it up with a meaty paw. "This is the captain."
"CIC, captain, we're in position."
"Da," Rulov replied. He hung up the phone and looked at his XO.
"We're there, and I don't want to stay long. Have the recovery crew stand by to launch on my order. See to it personally, would you, Yuri? Those are good men out there."
"Yes, sir," Salyutin said. He left the bridge. In actuality, Rulov had never met the scuttling crew of Submarine 283 before. They were all new boys, sent up for this one job, and he didn't envy them their task. Submarines in general gave him the willies. They were like sardine cans, no, like coffins. But 283 was even worse. It was an older Romeo-class diesel-electric boat, cramped, smelly, and dangerous. Better to have the sea beneath your keel and not over your mast.